Now, what if this primordial soup is the same all throughout the universe? Would we all generally look the same when we reach this level of intelligence? Might they all look human-looking?
You know, that's a much more difficult question. And I think that, you know, biologists really would debate the answer because it sort of depends on whether we have enough imagination to think of different possible body plans that there could be. You know, there's, what, 30-something different phyla body plans for life on Earth. Are those 30 all that's possible and that's why there's that many on Earth? Or are there hundreds of other possibilities that no one's ever even thought of and that don't exist on Earth? But ultimately, if you're going to create a civilization, particularly a civilization that's going to be capable of traveling out to the stars, there's going to be certain requirements, right? You're going to have some form of dexterity. Dolphins might be very, very smart, but they can't build telescopes and they can't build spacecraft because they don't have any limbs and fingers to do that with. So whether they would actually look like us in terms of, you know, looking the same on both sides, left, right, two arms, two legs, two eyes, that I don't think we can really say. But they'd certainly have to share some characteristics in order to be capable of building things like we can.
Every once in a while, I'll go outside, Jeffrey, at night and just gaze at the stars, gaze at the planets, and I try to position where are we in the scheme of things. Now, if they say the universe is 14 billion years old, and we're about 4.5 billion years old, then I'm thinking to myself, there's 9.5 plus billion years ahead of us, so we must be on the tail third of the universe. Is that true? Is that the way to look at it in terms of where we are in the scheme of things?
I think that's absolutely the way to look at it, and I do encourage everyone to go out at night and look at the stars like that and be thinking about those questions. And, you know, as I put it in my chapter in the book about what I know about aliens who might be visiting the Earth, where I look at this time and the space that's involved and think about the level of technology that aliens would have, I kind of come to the conclusion that on average, you would expect civilizations to be rising up in our galaxy. You know, you can't make an exact number since we don't even know if there are any and how many, but something like on the order of every 50,000 years, a civilization would rise up, and that's presumably could have been going on for at least the last 5 billion years. So when you put it in those terms, what you conclude is that if there really are all these other civilizations out there, then we are for sure right at this moment the dumbest one of all, because the next dumbest one is 50,000 years ahead of us or whatever it may be, and the next one there 100,000 years ahead of us, and so on down the line to the ones who are millions and billions of years ahead of us. So it really does give you some perspective that, wow, we are just beginning. Well, that's what I mean by us being the adolescent civilization. We're just beginning to get this awareness of the world that's really out there that the grown-up civilizations may have had for a long, long time.
So can you imagine the technological leap some of these other people have had? I mean, go ahead.
I think that it's impossible to really imagine it, because if you look even, you know, go back 50 years, and it's difficult to find anybody, even the, you know, most advanced science fiction writers, maybe a couple of them thought of something sort of like the internet, but pretty much no one really thought of even the internet that we have today if you go back just 50 years. So I don't think we have a good idea of what our technology is going to look like in 50 years, let alone in 50,000. All we can say is that if we don't destroy ourselves and we keep developing our technology, and if other alien civilizations have already done that, their technology has to be almost unimaginable compared to what we have and their scientific understanding. So I like to fall back on the famous quote from Arthur C. Clarke that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. So I think we would look at these alien civilizations, and to us, they would seem magical and capable of magic.
I think so, too. What about multiverses? Are they out there?
Oh, that's a great question. So the multiverse, of course, is this idea that our universe is just one of many, many universes out there. And it comes out of some of the current theories in physics about quantum mechanics and about what might unify the theory of gravity, which works very well with our theory of quantum mechanics, which works very well. But we know the two theories are actually not fully compatible when you look at them on particular questions, such as what's inside a black hole. And so as physicists try to understand how to tie those theories together and get rid of these incompatibilities, one of the ideas that comes out is this multiverse. From my own viewpoint, I would say it's a fascinating idea, but the reason that the physicists are working so hard on it is because so far, even though mathematically it comes out as an interesting idea that might explain a lot of things, so far we can't get any actual evidence to back, experimental or observational evidence, to back the idea that these theories are really correct. They're still in a speculative state because we need to find some measurable experimental results before we can really accept them. And so for the moment, the multiverse is speculative. And I have to say my own personal view is I sort of hope it turns out not to be so, because I think one universe to me is enough.
All right, so now we're going to step out on a limb. How did it all start? It wasn't a couldn't have been a little roll of the dice, Jeffrey. How did it start?
Well, that is a great question, obviously, and I think that's the question that I think even though scientists are trying very hard to address right now, I would have to say that that's a question that still is in the realm of religion and belief, because I don't think science really has any clue yet as to how it started. What we can say is what seems to have happened after it started. We can even look back to the first second or first fraction of a second after the Big Bang and talk about what the conditions must have been like in that universe from experimental results that we have in particle accelerators and so on. But when you try to take it back to the very beginning, we just don't know how things work under those conditions. And so how it started, I think, is a, you know, I don't know if science will ever be able to answer that question. And it's one of the reasons why I believe that science and religion are, in fact, quite compatible with one another, as long as no one's too extreme about things.